As we enter March here at the Chicago Golf Show, I'm with Kerry Williams, the executive director of the Illinois PGA. And Kerry, in about a month, if the weather holds, be opening up outdoor golf season, a great time for all the Illinois PGA professionals. And you'll be starting your run of tournaments and exciting programs that the Illinois PGA offer.
Yes, the off season gets busier and busier for our staff and for PGA professionals, especially with the advent and excitement around indoor golf. But we're excited to get back outside. This Chicago Golf Show weekend is always the unofficial kickoff of the golf season year after year. We've got some new programs lined up for this year that we're excited to get started.
Well, you've got some great venues again for some of your championships, and tell us a little bit about some of those.
One of the most exciting things is going to be taking our section championship to Beverly Country Club. We had worked with our tournament committee, and it's been a 54-hole championship for years and years, and it's just more difficult to get a facility to commit to 3 days, more of a strain on our professionals to get them to commit to playing for 3 days, so they reduced it to a 36-hole championship. It'll still serve as our national championship qualifier for the PGA Professional Championship, but it allows us to get a facility like Beverly to sign on. We're so excited to be taking it to an amazing championship venue. And speaking of championship venues, the Illinois Open will be at Kemper Lakes this year, and we're thrilled to be working with Troon and Matt McEntee and past president Jim Miller, who's the head professional there, to put on an amazing Illinois Open at such a fantastic championship golf course.
Well, Kerry, what do you think it'll be like for your professionals and the amateurs that play in the Illinois Open? You've had your section there a few times in recent years for the match play, but a little different playing some of those closing gauntlet holes in stroke play.
I have always thought that the match play being at Kemper Lakes was a miss, because so many matches finished before that 16, 17, 18 run. So we are so excited to be playing the entire course in stroke play. I remember one of the most moving moments in section history, I think, was 57-year-old Gary Groh beating Mike Small at Kemper Lakes on 18 in a playoff. It sure brings around change and truly crowns the best champion in the field.
Well, you've got a presenting sponsor now in the Illinois Open. Tell us about Troon's involvement.
Well, Troon has stepped up to be an amazing partner, really led by Mac McEntee, who's a friend to everyone in Chicago in the game of golf. And they're just excited to be partnered with the Illinois PGA brand, to be supporting championship golf in Chicago, and we couldn't be more thrilled to have them on board.
And with Troon on board as a sponsor, it also perhaps increases the possibility for maybe even a little bigger purse this year?
Absolutely. We're thrilled with how the purse has grown over the past, I would say, 5 or 6 years, upwards of $120,000, the champion getting a $20,000 check. So we think it's a really healthy purse already, but certainly Troon support will allow it to grow even more.
Kerry, tell us about the new championship series, where even amateurs with a handicap of 10 or better can play alongside of some of your section pros.
We launch a new series in 2025. It's the Illinois PGA Open Series. We have a great lineup of facilities like Flossmoor and Hinsdale and Aurora Country Club hosting us. And these events are open to amateurs, Illinois PGA professionals, and non-PGA professionals, just getting the best talent out there to come play these great golf courses. We'll have different sets of tees for men, women, and seniors, but everyone will be playing for the same purse and gift certificates to the golf shop. You know, year after year, we've run the Illinois Open, the Senior Open, the Women's Open, the Super Senior Open, and amateurs have just begged us to put on more programming. They like playing in our events. I have a great tournament administration team. They're put on such a professional show that the amateurs were begging us to increase our offerings. So we took it into consideration, and we're thrilled. It gives us opportunities to grow the game and engage more golfers, but also these events are open to our professionals, so they're a member service as well.
One of the things this section has been involved in lately is a program called PGA Hope. And I know one of the driving forces behind that was longtime professional Dennis Johnson from Pine Meadow. Dennis is retired. So he used to host a lot of events. What can you tell us about what the schedule could be in regards to some of your PGA Hope events this year?
Well, Dennis Johnson was an amazing advocate for veterans golf, not only hosting PGA Hope, but providing playing opportunities to veterans Sessions. Another amazing partner to PGA Hope has been Kemper Sports. So our friends at Kemper Sports have stepped up. They did about 3 years ago, and they host, I think, 6 PGA Hope clinics at all of their Chicagoland facilities. So we have PGA Hope events, clinics, which are 6-week free clinics open to veterans and active duty military members. But we're at Cantini and Bolingbrook and Harborside, and they're well positioned all around the Chicagoland area. And we have specially trained PGA professionals who are trained in military culture and competency and how to deal with veterans with PTSD. They're specially trained to provide instruction to veterans to introduce them to the game of golf. And we love what it does creating a community for veterans. We love what the game of golf does for mental health and social interaction. So just as much about learning to play and hit shots, it's really about the community that PGA Hope provides for Chicago area veterans.
Well, Carrie, I think it turned into a process longer than anybody, you or your staff, was hoping for. But have you finally settled into those new offices in an appropriate town, Gulf, Illinois?
We love our new home in Gulf, Illinois. It was a privilege when John Kaskowski from Western Golf Association reached out to me and said, I'll never forget, I have a flyer of an idea. We're building our own office space. Would you like to purchase ours? The Village of Gulf was really interested in having another golf entity fill that space. So they've been an amazing partner. Western Golf privately financed the purchase with us. So they've been incredibly generous. The highlight of our new space is a full swing simulator. A full swing donated that to us for our use, and we're using it for teaching young associates how to teach the game of golf, using it for all sorts of programming, and the space is just right for our 7-person team.
How excited does your office get? And, you know, obviously your section pros, you look around the Chicago area, and every year it seems like facilities are getting better. Whether it's a golf course renovation, a clubhouse, even a practice facility, people putting simulators inside so they can extend the golf season. It's got to be nice just to look out and see golf growing everywhere around the Illinois PGA section.
You know, COVID has done a lot for the game and really increased revenues at clubs. Certainly a lot of capital projects going on, bunker renovations, simulators being put in, like you said. We will always challenge facilities and their boards to look at increased compensation for the service providers at those facilities when they have extra revenue sitting around. We would love to see, you know, the level of pay of our Illinois PGA professionals raised. They are providing customer service to more players. Their days are longer. Their investment into the game is longer. So hopefully that will be part and parcel of all the capital projects that have been taken on by these facilities.
Carrie Williams, Illinois PGA, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rory.